This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, May 28. I am a citizen of heaven. Our reading comes from Philippians chapter 3. Join together in following my example, brothers and sisters, and just as you have us as a model, keep your eyes on those who live as we do. For, as I have often told you before and now tell you again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction, their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. Their mind is set on earthly things, but our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. Citizenship has its privileges. Citizens of a nation can have access to education, community services, social services, healthcare, and more. Being a citizen of heaven takes us to a different level altogether. When our identity is rooted in Christ, his home becomes ours, because through him we become children of God with an eternal inheritance. Even though we still live here on the earth, we are privileged to live abundantly as part of a kingdom not crafted by human hands. Being citizens of heaven prompts us to pursue higher goals and take on a broader perspective than mere earthly citizenship can offer. This transforms our priorities, redirects our ambitions, and empowers us to endure. If you've seen the launching of a hot air balloon, you understand the struggle. The more the balloon fills with heated air, the greater the struggle to keep the basket earthbound. The cords holding it to the ground become taut and strained, and when they are released, the balloon majestically ascends toward the heavens. Similarly, in some ways, the more we are filled with God's Spirit, the stronger our vision for life and God's eternal kingdom becomes. Focusing on these things moves us to live in a way that not only longs for heaven, but also seeks to bring a taste of heaven to earth. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, as we navigate the challenges of this world, may we always put you first in our lives. Help us to anchor our hope in full life with you forever. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.